Mr. Willis, first name Willis, White, White. This is a 86-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, long-standing history of smoking. Patient presented to the emergency room with most recently presented to the emergency room with hematuria. Patient has a history of BPH with status post-TURP. He also has coronary artery disease, sick sinus syndrome, history of pacemaker, atrial fibrillation. Patient was diagnosed with pneumonia. Subsequent CT showed a loculated mass with effusion in the along with the mediastinal involvement in the right side. This is suspicious for, this was thought to be suspicious for neoplasm, period. Patient required thoracentesis because of the amount of effusion. And malignant cells were found, period. Period. He's subsequently diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer on or about March 30th of this year. He had a PET scan which showed pleural metastasis, reaccumulation of right hydrothorax. Patient was found to be short of breath, and a portacath was placed. Patient continues to be short of breath at all times, despite being on prednisone, on breathing treatments, and oxygen. Patient was found to have polycythemia. Good morning. Polycythemia with lung cancer, adenocarcinoma of type with stage 4 along with distant metastasis. Patient has now decided against any type of chemo radiation therapy. Has chosen to be placed on hospice. Repeat CT scan also shows increased size in the lung mass to 4.5 centimeter now. Two additional peripheral consolidation noted, consistent with worsening pulmonary disease. Also noted is left lower paratracheal lymph node involvement. Increased hydropneumothorax, left pleural effusion, and subsequent need for oxygen and pain medication, period. It's on the left side of the lung. I said right, but change that to the left side of the lung, please. Patient currently is bedbound, homebound, of course. He's widowed, but lives with family member. He a family member, Rose Cornett, patient's daughter. And requires pain and anxiolytics because of his advanced cancer and pain. And once again, he has chosen to proceed with no treatments and has been placed on hospice given the speed of his advancement of his disease. He's expected to live less than 6 months, and he definitely does appear to be hospice appropriate. Thank you.